It's the Weekday Wake-Up on the SBI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, and Sierra Mitchell in studio once again. Sierra, the president of the After Food Pantry. Sierra, always a pleasure. How are you today?
I'm so great, Duke. How are you?
Doing well. Of course, we're heading into the holiday season, so wanted to have you in to talk food pantry, of course, and what the needs are, what's happening. But first, I understand the board of directors for the After Food Pantry recently held a vote and some changes coming to how food is distributed from the food pantry. So tell us what happened here.
Yeah, Duke, this is like breaking news. Like, SVI is the first to hear this, so it's super exciting. Our board recently met, and we are going to change the way that the food pantry runs weekly. And so what we're excited to introduce is, for the first time since we were established in 2016, we're going to become a full patron choice food pantry. That means our patrons will now be able to have the opportunity to come in and shop for the items that they need the most, which is super exciting. We've never been able to do this because of the logistics within our building. And then COVID hit us all a few years ago. And because of that, we had to require social distancing, which is why we had the drive-through, which is how we've been operating for the last 2 years. But due to some recent changes, we're going to just flip our garage and set up aisles, and patrons will now be allowed to come into the garage a few at a time. And based on their household, they're able to pick the exact items they want with limitations just off of that household size number. And this is super exciting to us because we've never been able to do this before. We've always had to pre-bundle their items. They've never gotten a say in what we've given. And now, after 6 years, we're going to flip our system, Duke.
So this is
super exciting.
I think this is great. I think it's a good thing. And so how will this work from a logistics standpoint? Obviously, the patrons aren't just circling the building now. So how does this work when they come to pick up their food each week?
Well, it's going to be trial and error for the first little while. We are going to institute this the beginning of December. So we are going to work out all the issues in 3 weeks when we open in December. What this will mean is that Afton Food Pantry is now going to be open from 4 to 6 p.m., not 5 to 6. We're going to open at 4 because it's going to take a little longer to get our patrons through their shopping experience than it is our drive-through. So we're going to be open from 4 to 6 on Thursday nights. We are going to direct the cars to park in a specific way for the first little bit. And then we're going to establish like a number or a beeper system so we know who came first. And then we'll call you in. You can have your great shopping experience with a volunteer that is going to help you, and then you'll go back out the same door. So we would encourage you to park at the back of the building, just like people have been, and then grab a number or beeper. We're still working on that. We'll figure that out. And then we'll call you in, and then you can grab your items, and then we'll get you on your way. It is going to be new. I'm sure there's going to be some hiccups, but I just ask that everyone bear with us as we change our system. All of this change is to better the experience for the patron, but also for our volunteers who are putting in a lot of hours there to make all this happen.
So this affects not just this affects all of your deliveries, correct? All your TPAP, your normal stuff, everything.
It does. So we run three programs. TPAP is the first Tuesday of the month, then our Thursday nights, and then our Food Rescue Mondays, which have become like a huge hit. This is going to change all three systems to no longer be drive-through. This is going to change it where the patron will then park and come into our facility, grab their food items, and then go back out. So all three systems will change, and then especially that Thursday night, 4 to 6 p.m. rather than 5 to 6 p.m.
And this will start first week of December.
That's our goal. Yes, we're going to trial and error it before Christmas. So I'm not sure if we're making the best choice, but we're going to try and see what happens.
Sierra Mitchell in studio, president of the Afton Food Pantry. Sierra, you mentioned a number of different reasons for this happening, but really it gives the patron a better chance to really pick what they want, because in the past they just, you take what you're given, right?
That's exactly right. I maybe don't want shredded wheat, but you gave it to me and I'm so grateful. Now I'm going to pick that Lucky Charm box right off of that shelf. So it actually provides a much better experience for the patron. Also ensuring that we're giving items out that are utilized to the fullest effect that they can have for a family. We may be giving some items out that a family may not know how to use or maybe not be a fan of. So now they'll be able to pick their items based off their household size and how many they're going to be allowed to have. And that just ensures that we can help a family even better than what we were helping them with.
Perfect. If anyone has questions on how this is all going to work, where do they find them?
No, I don't know. please reach out to us via our email, aftonfoodpantry@gmail.com, our Facebook page. This is all going to be new. And so we just ask that the community bear with us as we try something different to provide a better experience for all those involved. But we're sure it comes with a few hiccups, which we'll deal with as they come in.
Absolutely. Well, Sierra, of course, as we head into the holiday season, you're thinking Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything that goes along with that. You had the big Fighting Hunger Games food drive. It seemed like it was a huge success.
It was.
So following that food drive, where do you stand now as far as meeting the needs of the community?
First and foremost, I just want to thank our giving community for that incredible food drive. It was the highest number of items we've seen. Afton did win it, but by a close margin. But we're just so thankful. Going into the holidays are our hardest season. And also because you add in winter when lots of things are in place, like gas and heating bills and holidays that affect a family. So I would like everyone to know, like, we're doing really well food-wise right now. Our holiday dinner system has had to change this year. We have tried to, in the last few years, given out a full holiday meal. That only works if we get the donations of either the food and the money to cover the expense, and also if we have freezer space for lots of hams and turkeys. This year, due to such giving donors, we don't have an ounce of freezer space. And we all know that the cost of food has risen. And sadly, we're just not able to put the full holiday meal box together like we used to because we're also running out of space. And that takes up a lot of space. We're going to try to give the components that were given out and maybe try to do something a little bit different this holiday season. That still does mean, though, that we need help. And the way that you can help us the best is by a financial donation. The physical item itself is great, but the donation of money helps us to maybe change our system up just a little bit. As I mentioned, we just don't have rooms for turkeys and hams. We just can't make that happen. So maybe we can provide, you know, a small gift card to the grocery store that lets that happen. We're just running into space issues, which is a great problem to have, but not when it comes to the holiday season, which is still brutal on us. We give out 2 weeks of groceries during that time because we're closed the actual holiday. And then, as we all know, we're all kind of buckling down for the expense that those holidays bring. Sure. So a financial donation to the pantry is always the best bet.
And it's easier than ever to make that financial donation, right? You can just do that right on your website.
We can. And thanks to SVI Media and Tanner Crook, you can just make that puppy a recurring payment. You can help donate to us every month rather than just one time. So please head to our website, aftonfoodpantry.com. You can donate through there. We receive every ounce of those donations go to provide food to our family. As I've mentioned, our food pantry is all volunteer. So we're doing this out of love, but it doesn't happen if the money doesn't come.
That's Sierra Mitchell with the Afton Food Pantry. Sierra, before, just one final question. Those that are in need of assistance, when you go to this new system that we just talked about, people are having to come in, maybe they're a little, I don't want to say embarrassed, but hesitant, because there can be a little stigma there sometimes, right?
That's
I need assistance. And talk to us about that and why people shouldn't hesitate to come ask for help if needed.
We have a no judgment rule. We know that people sometimes can't help a situation, maybe a loss of a job, medical bills are piling up, the holidays are very expensive, and we understand that. Also, our seniors who are on a fixed income and everything else is so expensive right now, we are there to help, and we can help because the community continues to provide for us. We just want to make sure no one's going to bed hungry. If you need help, please come see us. We are here and ready to serve you. That's what's incredible about the pantry, is you have giving people, making sure we can be open, and we're just able to give it all out to those that have a need. Please do not hesitate to reach out to us. We have such giving individuals, incredible volunteers, and the food is there right now. And we do not want anyone to go without. So if you're in need, please reach out to us. We are open Thursday nights, which will be from 4 to 6 now. We are open Mondays, Food Rescue. That will stay from 5 to 6. And remember, Duke, Food Rescue, we've rescued these items that maybe are a little damaged, maybe have a bad spot or two. We have got to get rid of this food. We are filling up a fridge or two every few days. So please come to Food Rescue Mondays. And then for those that income qualify, you can come on the first Tuesday of the month for the TFAT program. So we're here to help. We'd love to help everyone, and we just cannot continue to do it without such a great community.
Sarah Mitchell, Afton Food Pantry, didn't have enough holiday stress. He decided to make this big change right before Thanksgiving, or right before Christmas. Right?
You know, so. What's another thing on our plate at the food more? Pantry? What's one more?
It all happens in the first week of December. Sierra, thanks so much.
Thanks, Duke.